As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So she wants to know if it's really kind of odd because he used another name when he introduced himself. And now she's wondering if this is shady or not.
I have been dating.
Oh, wait. Whoa, hold on, stop.
Abby.
What a noob.
I told you I was playing a stager beforehand.
Wow. Okay, go, Tommy. Wow. Play the music.
And I was just telling people last night how this has been a seamless transition with Abby. And here you are. Ratings tanking now.
Stomping all over Tommy's production.
Give it a second, will you?
It's a brand new production.
Play the music, Tommy. Play the music.
Yeah, we got to set it up again.
Yeah, okay. Take two.
And action.
All right, so she wants to know if it's like really odd because he used another name when he introduced himself and is wondering, is this shady or not?
Is your man being shady? Yeah. Or is he genuinely real? Not treating you like a lady. Yeah. And got you all in your feels. You can come to the first show with the problem you got. And we'll decide for you. Is he shady or not?
That's Moe's radio partner, Jade, right there.
She has some pipes.
No, Jade.
That's Jade,
dude. Wow. I had no idea.
You didn't realize it was Jade?
No. Yo, she's talented. All this time, I had no idea.
You work with her every day, Jade and Moe.
I do, and I'm always telling her, like, yo, send me your music, because I've never actually heard her music. That's the first time I've actually heard her music. I'm serious.
I've heard her song. She's great.
I had no clue.
And here Abby is cutting her off.
Right.
So what do you get, like, you
listen,
know, getting all...
She's almost as good as Blake Hall Nashville. She's almost there. Almost there.
All right, now is the time to read the email.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Tommy, there's not another song? Okay.
No, but Jade's pissed off.
Jade, I'm sorry. I have been dating a guy for a couple of weeks. Let's call him Brett. Why not? Which is the name he introduced himself with. However, I recently saw his credit card. Noticed that it had a different name on it with M as the middle initial. This made me curious and a bit uneasy as I had assumed Brett was his full name and he had never mentioned anything about a different name. To make things even more confusing, I had also been under the impression that Brett didn't have any social media presence because I could never find him online. But when I searched for the name on his credit card, I found an Instagram account and a Facebook page that clearly belonged to him. Hmm. When I confronted him about both the name discrepancy and the social media presence that he never mentioned, he gave me some vague explanations. He said that he just likes the name Brett and had always thought of changing it. He claimed that he was trying it out on me, that it wasn't a big deal.
What?
That's such a lie.
What is happening this morning?
That is such a lie.
That's what it sounds like when a man lies and it just makes zero sense. But to him, it does, somehow.
I like this name, and I just want to try it out. And so you're the first person I'm trying it out on.
Little test run.
And he chose Brett. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Nothing wrong with the name Brett. I have a cousin named Brett. But if I'm going to choose a name for myself, is it Brett?
I know this is a sidebar, and this wasn't scheduled or anything, but I would really like to know, what is the dumbest lie or excuse a man or a woman has ever given you that they really tried to play off was like real? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. I remember one year somebody calling saying that she walks into her apartment and her boyfriend is naked in bed with another woman and says something to the effect of, I'm just looking for a contact lens or something like that.
Or somebody
said, it's not what it looks like.
It
was another one.
It was the stupid, yeah, because he was literally naked in bed with her. And maybe one said, like, I think I was like sleepwalking or like something of that nature.
Before I met my husband, I went on a date with a guy, and we went to see, like, this is how old it was, Kill Bill. Came out of the movies. It's, like, well past midnight at this point. And he's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I walked over to the car, and then I went to the bathroom. He was in the car. I got in the car, and he goes, I love you. Good night, and hung up. And I was like, who was that? And he's, oh, she's talking to my mom. I'm like, oh, your mom, at 12:30 at night. I'm sure you called her after our date to say, good night, mom. I love you.
Uh-oh.
You liar. You clearly have a girlfriend back home.
Uh-oh. Anyway, continue on, then I'll take calls.
As for the social media pages, he said that he never uses them, and that's why he didn't mention them. I'm really confused and don't know what to think. I want to believe that Brett is telling the truth and that this is all just a harmless quirk of his. But on the other hand, it does seem shady to me that he would introduce himself with a name that isn't his real name and that he would hide his social media presence from me. Is this shady or could it be no big deal?
Tommy, you know what you have to play right now.
I wasn't paying attention.
Change the song again?
I'm sorry.
He's a little slow on the 808s today.
I'm sorry. I produced like 3 shows at one time.
Maybe you should just focus on this one. It is shady, is what she was looking for.
Yes, it is very shady.
Very shady, right?
You can always say it, too.
It's more fun if you play it.
All right, the calls on the worst, just the dumbest. I mean, he was probably, or she was probably, like, caught in the corner and just had to come up with something. Carissa, good morning. You are part of the Bird Show.
Hi. I was dating a guy, and I had already done my research on him, but I was trying to get him to, like, come clean, and he didn't want me to know he was still married. So he was just telling me he had Rocky Mountain fever so that he wasn't able to see me.
Rocky Mountain fever.
What exactly is Rocky Mountain fever?
Don't even know.
Is there such thing as Rocky?
It's a bacterial disease spread through the bite of an infected tick.
It's really a thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Can happen anywhere.
Instead of saying I got bit by a tick, you just, you know.
Rocky Mountain fever.
Got the Rocky Mountain fever.
Yeah.
Wendy, good morning. You're a part of the Bird Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. So my ex, about 2 to 3 weeks before our wedding, I found out about a kid via a letter in the mail that was almost 2 years old. And he claimed that he had been blacked out drunk when it happened, didn't know anything about it, and then come to find out that he had known the whole time and had been hiding it for almost 2 years.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Worst. I think the probably the worst case of a lie we ever heard. Didn't we have somebody that called up that said that her boyfriend's mom covered for his infidelity by saying that he died in the war or something?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Do you remember that?
That was a Hall of Famer. So sure enough, she called up and said the mother told her that he had died. And then months later, she like saw him on social media or out and about or something like that. And she's like, I thought you're supposed to be dead.
Yeah, she said like he died in Afghanistan or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Moms went all the way to cover.
Uh-huh. People will say anything except the truth.
Mm-hmm. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, most ridiculous lie.
We were on our way to my birthday dinner, and we had been dating for 2 years at this point.
and he was texting someone in his contacts, literally named Bay. And I said, who is that? Because I saw the text that says, love you, babe, have fun. And he said it was his male cousin, and that was a running joke that they had.
Oh, God. Come on. Wow.
Is it bad that I would have fell for that?
Yeah. My male cousin.
We've had this one a couple of different times. Dude goes away on business trip, comes home, leaves condoms in his luggage, and he's married, and says that his friends were playing a joke on him by putting the condoms in his luggage.
Yeah, I've never heard of that kind of joke.
Yeah.
I would believe that one.
Nah.
If depending on his friends, I would believe it.
Absolutely not.
No, that ain't true.
Get it? The Burt Show.